This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
You don't know the words.
Happy Christmas, everyone. We're in the Christmas spirit here on FUBAR Radio.
We really are.
It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. I'm actually a little bit more grinchy than you. I'm wearing a literal Grinch on a jumper.
You are grinchy, but you've had a nice haircut and a little beard trim. You look very handsome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. £38 in the Turkish barber, well spent.
Woo! And I have a Christmas romper suit on, would you say?
Very festive, with a kind of S&M style
bracelet. Bit of bondage going on. We've got everything going on.
Festive AF.
Nice baubles on show and a lovely little Christmas
Your baubles
hat.
Are quite on show today, aren't they?
They are. Yes. I have to go to a friend's Christmas birthday. It's sort of birthday, Christmas,
got it.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I thought everyone said dress festive, so I have.
So you really have gone for it, all
out.
I think so.
Do you?
I think you look very good.
Thank you, darling. So what a busy week.
It's been a very busy week. Obviously, I've just been watching the news constantly.
Well, I think it may be time for her to go.
Well, apparently
Did
not.
You like that?
Apparently
I know.
Not.
I couldn't believe that. I was waiting for those votes going, please.
Yeah, but if she leaves, we're talking about Theresa May here. If she leaves, who's going to take over?
Anyone is better than her, I
No,
feel.
Not anyone is better than her.
Oh, because you're scared it might be Boris.
Jacob.
Who?
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Oh, yeah.
The haunted pencil that is Jacob Rees-Mogg. Terrifying. He looks like the Demon Headmaster.
Darwin can't say the B word. Can I tell you, I was at the most wonderful TV and radio trick awards. You will come with me next one.
Well, you've said that a million times. I'll wait for my invite.
No,
thanks.
I said
much.
About Cher. You've got your ticket.
Oh yeah, that's been announced, isn't it?
As I told you,
get
didn't
me
I?
If you don't get
I
me in a box,
I told you,
with, Lizzie. If you don't get me in a box
to
with Cher,
the Cundas.
If you don't get me in a box
well,
with Cher,
you've got makeup. Oh, someone. Anyway, yeah.
Oh yeah, good point. I really do.
Yeah. So please, can I just say, very busy week of showbiz. The Trick Awards. Gloria Honeyford won the honorary award, who I love.
Oh,
Gloria.
Love Gloria.
But they had boxes on the table saying the B word.
Brexit.
So if you mentioned it, you had to put like 50 quid in, so you wouldn't have talked about it.
Oh,
soon.
I don't have 50 quid to spend.
Well,
so
there
I wouldn't
you go.
Someone have to take my bank details and it would bounce.
It was going to good causes, but it was a good idea because then no one could say the B word. But it was very, very funny. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, well, that's
I had a good,
good
time. Did you like my outfit?
I always
Kate
like your outfit.
Garraway nearly pulled the dress off me. She loved what I was wearing. Never have I had that before, that someone loves what I wear. And Kate Garraway was literally grabbing it off me. I was like, Kate, I will be naked.
Do you often end up in like worst dress lists? Is that what you're...
Do you know, very rarely have I been in the best dress list, I'll be honest. I remember, I think it was in like You Magazine. My mum loves You Magazine,
oh, yeah.
The Mail. And it was, she said, darling, you're in there, but you're in for worst dress. And I totally agree with them.
But you like the way you dress. That's the most important thing.
Well, Kate Garraway did the other day, so I was very pleased. I think I'm quite covered
love
up tonight.
Love Kate Garraway.
You, know?
You consider that to be covered up?
Yeah.
I can see your festive baubles, like you said.
Well, shame it's radio. What a waste. Anyway, we have so many people waiting. Many studio fabulous guests.
Well, I think we do, yeah.
We've got...
On line one.
First of all, off straight off the ice, it's my dear friend, Matt Evers. Hello!
How are you, Lizzie?
How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm just sat here with my M&S porn star martini, ready to go to another event tonight.
Oh!
I'm all good.
Oh, my God.
What event is that? I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want to go to this. Oh. It's the Attitude Awards, isn't it? Is
yeah.
It? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do want to go to that.
But, Matt...
It'll be a great night.
Matt, yeah. we've been friends for a long, long time.
I know, a long time.
Amazing. And I come to Dancing on Ice always supporting you.
You do.
The last time you had a bit of an early exit, I was a bit upset.
I did, yeah. Well, I skated with Candice Brown last year, who won Bake Off, mm-hmm. the last series they did on the BBC. And she's an incredible person, like the sweetest girl you'll ever meet. But we got voted out week two, which was a bit weird because I'm like last man standing of the original pros on the TV series.
You are.
Yeah.
You are the number one. You are. And this year you have Jem. Where have you caught him at?
Oh.
He's fallen on the ice. Is that
I think
maybe
we're having some technical difficulties.
Are you still
Matt,
with
are you still
me,
there?
Matt?
I gotcha.
Okay.
Oh, we got you. We lost you for a minute. Matt, so listen, you've got the wonderful Gemma Collins. How is it going on rehearsals?
Oh, dear. Matt, are you there?
Matt, you still with us? We may have to call Matt back.
I think we're going to have to try and call Matt back, aren't we?
Oh, that's a bad line.
That is a very bad line.
We'll call back.
Are you there? We'll call you back.
We'll call Matt back. I'm trying to say that after a few show bits.
Well, we do have other guests coming up this evening anyway, so if Matt can't be called back...
Well, yeah, we've got...
Sounds like he was in, like, the TARDIS or something.
We've got Nikki Graham.
We've got the lovely Nikki Graham from Big Brother and the gorgeous Sabrina Washington.
Mystique.
Of Mystique fame.
Oh,
We've just seen her next door. She is looking stunning. She is not very festive, it has to be said.
Well,
But she didn't get the memo.
I could give her my little Christmas hat. And we've got great guests. And it's great to catch up with Nikki because she's another friend I've known forever.
Mm-hmm.
And what she thinks that we won't have in 2019, a Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And apparently Matt is back on the line. Matt,
whoa,
are you there?
Matt! Matt, what happened?
The spirit of Satan got into my phone, I think.
Yeah, what the hell?
It was crazy. I thought you'd been run over by an ice skate or something. Something awful had happened.
The Zamboni. I got hit by the Zamboni.
So I know you've got an event, Matt, but how's the rehearsing going with our Gemma Collins?
You know what? I really think I'm so proud of her. I know I tweeted it out this afternoon, but she is working her little tail off.
Wow.
And I think she's really going to surprise a lot of people. And
really?
You know, as long as she's with it, because as we know her history, she hasn't.
She's a quitter.
Best sort of. Yeah. Well, I don't want to say she's a quitter because she's not.
No.
She still is. You know, she's still living life at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, she is.
But she has fully committed to this up to this point, and I'm just really proud of her motivation and her work ethic. She comes into the rink every single day with a great attitude, and she really wants to nail this. And today, I think was A real pivotal point, just due to the fact that she's starting to see a physical change in her body, as all the celebs do, and it's really motivated her. And she said to me today, she was like, "I feel really strong."
Wow,
you know, mentally and physically. So I think she's gonna shock the shit out of a lot of people.
She's gonna shock the shit out of everyone. I'm really happy to hear that. So she's putting the work and the hours in, Matt. Yeah,
she is. Yeah, I mean, it's a grueling schedule, as you can imagine. But it's just fantastic where she is at this point.
Can you win?
Oh, God, I think at this stage anybody can win. It's still early doors. We have a couple of weeks before we break for Christmas, and then, you know, we're not on till the beginning of January. So it's still anybody's game at this point.
Okay.
I mean, do you have to vary the choreography because of how athletic you are? And say with Gemma, is it going to be difficult? I mean, certain positions...
Well, of course. Well, I mean, I think, you know, we can call a spade. Everybody's been asking how are you going to pick her up and, you know, whatever, because she's tall. When I first met her, I was surprised about actually how tall she is.
She is tall.
But at the end of the day, this is called dancing on ice. It's not called lifting on ice. And I've been criticized a lot by the judges in the past, you know, throughout my career of I've done too many lifts with them. So now is
the time to redeem yourself.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, she can skate. I'll tell you that. I can't tell you much more, but she can skate.
But I love the fact she's surprised you with her skating ability, hasn't she, Matt?
Oh, completely. Absolutely. I mean, and today, like, we were working on backwards crossovers and three turns, which I know sounds a bit Chinese to anybody out there who's never been on the ice before. But they're big moves.
That's tough.
I think they're... She was doing them by herself today, so I think, you know, I'm a proud parent, that's for sure.
So she's going to surprise a lot of people.
I hope so.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
We've got some big things in store, so it's really exciting, to be fair.
I'm excited. You know? This
and
does
are
sound
you,
good.
Are you happy to go against the judges again with Jason Gardner, who, you know, is a friend of mine, but he doesn't hold back, does he, Jason?
He doesn't hold back, and I'll tell you what, you know, I've done 11 series now. And the thing with Jason is, you know, the words he chooses to use sometimes are a bit controversial, but at the end of the day, he's very honest.
Mm.
He always paints a very colorful picture, but that picture is always very true.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I respect him as a judge. He's there for a reason. But at the same token, too, I have no, you know, issues going up against him if I feel he's been a little bit too harsh.
Good.
Got it.
Oh, don't go again on us, Matt. Your phone's going really... So you will shout back. You will shout...
Oh.
We lost you again.
I think we may have lost Matt now.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm back.
He's back. He's back. Matt, don't move. But you'll shout back at Jason. If he's...
Shout back?
Will you shout back at him?
Well, I don't necessarily...
Uh-oh. Matt, are you there?
Poor Matty. I don't know what that is. Like a wind tunnel, isn't
I think
it?
We might, maybe we should...
Oh, he's gone.
Have we,
he's gone. Well, that's good to hear that. He and Gemma, she could win it.
Well, thanks for coming on, Matt.
Yeah, but I love what he said about Gemma.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's going to be an interesting series. I actually think they've really, Dancing on Ice have really pulled out of the bag this year with the lineup. So
yeah, but I think for Gemma, everyone was criticising and he's saying she's putting the hours and the work in.
Yeah.
She could win it.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. It starts in January. I got the press pack today. It's all looking very interesting, I have to say.
Who else is in it?
James Jordan from Strictly.
Yes.
Sara Alto from X Factor and Eurovision. Brian McFadden.
Yes.
Mark Little.
Yeah, I love
from
Mark.
Neighbours.
I love Mark Little.
So it's actually quite an interesting lineup this
year. But James Jordan was saying to me it's very difficult doing it because you're used to dancing and you point your toes, but you can't point your toes in skates.
Yeah,
and he's finding
point.
It really difficult.
That's actually a very good point.
Yeah. So I'll look forward to that.
I'm really looking forward to it. Shall we play a little song then?
Let's get festive.
Do you want to get a bit festive?
Yeah.
And then
what do we want, guys? Text in and tweet in to me.
Well, we're going
to
play Mariah Carey, I think.
Oh, my
and
fave.
Then should we get our first guest, Nikki, into the studio?
Let's do it.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for
FUBAR Radio.
Are you drunk enough now to judge what I'm doing? Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? 'Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? 'Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Ooh. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You are thing tonight.
Is it loud or no? 'Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm here now, energy's taking control. I'm speeding up, my heartbeat's dancing alone. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You are thing tonight.
'Cause I need your green light. Day and night, say the truth in mind, 'cause I need promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I love that. My favourite track.
I think we can call that your song of the year.
It is. I love it. I love Calvin.
Apart from Cher, which we will be playing later.
Cher, we're playing and we're going. I'm going to see Cher.
So much.
I used to dress like Cher. I used to look like Cher.
Oh, you're not far off it now, to be fair, babes.
I'm covered.
We have our first guest live in the studio.
The one and only.
Nikki Graham. Ooh. Hello.
Who is she?
Who
is Nikki Graham?
Big Brothers Nikki Graham. How are you?
Hello. We've never met Steve.
We have not met, but it's a real pleasure to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. As the French would say, enchanté.
Enchanté. Oh, she knows. Yes, because you were in Paris, weren't you?
I was.
She used to live in gay Paris.
I lived in Paris for 6 months.
That's
and
right.
Nice for 6 months.
Oh, gorgeous.
Because didn't you go there after the original Big Brother when you were in?
Yes.
That's
and then
right.
I came back because I got asked to do Legends Week.
Oh, yes.
So my mum was actually out visiting me at the time. We were at the Sacre-Cœur. And I got the phone call and I said, Mum, you're going to have to help me pack. We're going. So, yeah, her visit was cut short.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And he went to do the Legends. And who was in the Legends? Remind us.
There was, oh, you know, Danny Whiskar.
Oh, yeah.
And there was...
don't look at me like that. I don't know him in that manner.
Jack and Chloe. I think Chloe won that year.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you remember? Yeah, I do remember, yeah.
And who else? Who else? Was Aisling came in.
Oh, yeah. I love Aisling.
And then they had Jasmine Leonard.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Yeah, I remember. I got a few tweets off her after I said something.
She's a little bit crazy.
Her as well in the past.
I think I had to block her.
What did you make of this being the last ever year of Big Brother? This is it.
So sad. End of an era. But it was so funny that night, Lizzie, we were talking about the finale.
We were in the finale.
They let us back in the house, a few of us. There was me, Louisa and Rylan. And we were literally just roaming around the house. And nobody was telling us what to do. We were in all the camera runs.
They were everywhere. Yeah, it was a really funny night that night. But it was also very sad because Rylan was obviously very upset it was ending. You could see the distress.
I know.
And he was a different boy and I adore him so much. But the whole team were just like, they were grieving. It was
a mourning for
it. A community.
So sad.
But I hope it comes back. Nick, do you think it will come back, Nick?
I'm hoping. It would be good if Netflix bought it.
That's the rumour, isn't it?
It's the show I've never done.
Would you do it?
I don't know, you know. I don't sleep. I'm so annoying. I don't stop talking. I would annoy everyone.
No, you wouldn't. Everyone would love you and you'd win.
I'd be up all night. At least there'd be something to watch because I don't sleep.
Because you've done the panel so many times and everybody loves you.
That's
there.
True. You are like ripe for it, aren't you? Like,
so why can't you just do it?
Because it's not on anymore.
That may be a problem.
That's a good reason.
But did you find it? Did it change your life in effect on a positive or negative way? How was it when you got out of that house?
It was only positive and I haven't got one regret about anything to do with that show.
Made you a star.
Well, I wouldn't go. I'm not that much. I'm not a star.
I bet everyone stops you going, who is she?
I do get that. I do get that still. Who is she? I hear that very often. There isn't actually, not every day, but most days I will hear that at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like walking down the street or in the shop or something. Right.
Yeah. And do you
every time you have to be like, yeah, never heard this one.
Very good. Yes. Or I get a lot. Oh, look, Big Brother.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but you're so beautiful and funny. But you had the first time around was with Pete. You had the little shenanigans, shall we say, dalliance. Are you still friends with Pete?
I am very fond of Pete. If I'm down in Brighton, I'll give him a shout and we'll try and go for a drink or something. But, yeah, it's hard to stay in touch with everyone.
Yeah, there's so many.
I'm friends with Imogen. I think Imogen's been on the show.
Yeah, Imogen's a sweetie.
Yeah, so we talk quite a lot.
Yeah. She had a bit of a tough time. There's been a few of you.
She's had a tough year, yeah. So it was her birthday last week, though. So I went to her birthday.
Oh, she's a good girl. I like Imogen. And controversial as well. With all of that,
that's true.
Good for her. Good on you. Anyway, and obviously Aisling, your friends.
Yeah, I haven't seen Aisling for a long time. I think the last time I saw her was at a carol service last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yes, this is a funny story. We're at the Royal Albert Hall.
Right.
And it was a candlelit charity event. People were lighting candles and it was so beautiful. It was Carols in the Domain or something.
Right.
And they were all shining their candles and we had a lovely private box. All of a sudden, Aisling gets up, lifts her skirt up to reveal no knickers to everyone shining their candles on the opposite side.
Are you joking?
No.
Love that woman.
What? Good Lord. Well, how did you react?
That's a shock.
We just stared with our mouths open.
Nothing at all on.
Shocked. No knickers. No.
Good Lord. That sounds very like Aisling. My couple of experiences of going out with her have been a bit raucous.
Oh, she's adorable. I like her. Good for her. But I have to say, your show, when you were on it, you got huge ratings. I mean, when you were in with Pete and everyone, that show was big news. Mm. I mean, it was huge ratings.
I mean, it was. It was the front of every tabloid back then.
It was. It was. And why do you think it didn't keep that up? What changed about it?
I think the authenticity went out of it, and people were starting to get agents before they went in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All the tasks started to get repeated. There were characters that resembled previous characters.
Mm-hmm.
It had all been done, and the magic had gone out of it a little bit.
Yeah, I think you might be right. The sparkle.
The originality.
I think it was when it got to the point where everything was getting so... You never knew what Big Brother was saying was right anymore, because it was always like a double negative or something. Mm. So it'd be like, oh, they've said this, but that's not actually going to happen. And then everyone just got really confused, and it got quite difficult to follow sometimes. If you missed a couple of episodes, someone's gone, someone new's in. And back when you did it, it was a lot more...
Simple.
Chronological. And simple, yeah, it was more simple.
More innocent as well. Like, now, I mean, because not on anymore, but back in the day, like, you think of the scandals when Nasty Nick wrote a few names down on a piece of paper. Now there was, like, the latest headlines, they had a girl in there that was threatening to shoot people.
Yeah.
Do you remember
I know.
That?
Yeah, that was terrible. But you see, I love Nasty Nick. I remember watching this going, oh my God, this guy.
How did he ever think he could get away with it?
He did, writing down, being so devious.
I know.
But it was such, I mean, you were gripped, weren't you, watching it?
And he was fascinating.
He was. I mean, I would never have trusted him.
I was in Australia and I actually met up with him. He lives in Bondi.
Oh, nice. Nice so, life.
But you'd never trust him if he was your partner, because he'd be like that. I'm going to the beach. And he'd be like, oh, yeah. You wouldn't ever believe him.
No, he's peculiar.
Did he have to move to Australia to get away from all the attention?
I don't know. I think so. But I did Ultimate with him in 2010. And he was very,
odd.
And he struck up a friendship with Victor.
Oh, yeah.
They became very close. And they just used to sit
sneaky
in
snakes.
The corner.
Sneaky snakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what have you been up to recently, Nikki?
Well, I've been rehearsing because I'm starting a panto.
Oh.
Where are you?
I'm Aberdeen.
Oh, that's very far away.
It's so far. Lizzie.
From us here in London.
It's so cold up there.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm dreading it.
Nick, think of the money.
It's snowing.
Yeah, lots of money.
But it's snowing.
It's very cold, Aberdeen.
So when do you start?
We start on the 27th.
Oh, so, wow. Okay, a late one.
And who else is...
A day after Boxing
who
Day.
Who else is
goes
in with
until,
you?
Like, beginning of Jan.
Oh, wow.
So there's a guy from Shameless. I've not met him before.
Okay, yeah, you usually have some characters.
Mm.
Oh, good for you, Nick.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
His name is... I watched Shameless in the beginning. His name is Warren Donnelly.
Mm.
So it's...
I'm sure we recognise him.
The Snow Queen...
You're the Snow Queen.
Well, the panto name is the Enchantress.
Oh.
So I'm the Enchantress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love you. See, I love pantos. I went to see Lee Ryan in one.
Beautiful dress that I can't. I always love the dresses.
That's true. They always do very glitzy.
Yeah, it's such a princess.
Yeah.
And is your mum and family coming to see you, obviously?
Probably quite far.
It's a long way to go.
So far.
I mean, you have to get a flight.
Guys, Aberdeen's not an enticing place this time.
Are there a few nice bars? Is there anything going on in the city?
Oh, I'm sure we can find
Tweet us.
A bar.
There must be a nice part of Aberdeen.
I hope
Scotland's
so.
A lovely country.
Yes, Scotland's
it
lovely.
It is. I love
Hello
Edinburgh.
To everyone.
Mm.
Yes, but you're not. You're in Aberdeen, darling.
I know.
I have a little bit of a quiz for you.
Oh,
both, because it's the end of the year. It's the end of the year.
Okay.
I think we should ask some questions reviewing the year.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. These have been written by our producer Abby, so they may be terrible.
Okay.
True or false? Did Peter Andre turn on the Christmas lights in Perth, Scotland, in 2014? That's 2014.
No.
False.
No. I don't think he would go there.
He'd get a bigger gig.
Oh, wait, hold on, I got it wrong. It's the Christmas lights quiz.
Oh.
So you're saying no?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
Guess how much he got paid?
10 grand.
How much?
How much do you think?
15.
20.
Wow.
20 grand to turn on some lights, to press a button.
Wow. Blimey. I can remember.
He's buying the drinks then when I see him.
Yeah.
I turned on the Biggleswade Christmas light.
Oh, Biggleswade. Where's that?
What's that?
Exactly.
I like that.
Carry on.
I like the sound of Biggles. Yeah.
Who is going to headline the Light Switch On event in Carlisle this year? Is it Aston Merigold or Belinda Carlisle?
Aston.
Oh.
Well, no, I think
who
maybe.
Is Aston Merigold?
He was from JLS.
Oh, I don't like him.
What about. Yeah, but Belinda's
he's
American.
He's very arrogant. He's very arrogant.
I'd say him.
No, I don't like him. I say Belinda Carlisle.
Well, it's a fact. It's Aston Merigold. It's not a choice. Who turned on the lights in Amersham in 2017? Mary Berry or Kelly Osbourne?
Oh, Mary Berry.
Yeah, I'd say Mary Berry.
Correct. Kelly Osbourne was meant to do it a couple of years prior, but she didn't show up.
Bitch.
Because the Osbournes used to live in Amersham.
Yeah, I know.
Did they?
Yes. Very nice home too.
Okay.
Big
who,
old, so did Cilla Black.
Who flicked the switch in Chippenham last year? Joe Pasquale, Rita Ora or Joanna Lumley?
Joe.
Chippenham, Joanna Lumley.
I
That's
think it's
very
Pasquale.
You're right. Ding, ding, ding.
Who? Pasquale.
Joe Pasquale. Yeah. Wait, oh, we have a little ding effect.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, well done.
Thank you, darling. Who's winning?
Don't know.
Okay.
Final one. Which hotspot did Phil Mitchell, or aka Steve McFadden, visit to turn on their Christmas lights in 2014? Was it Winchester or Dundee?
Got to be Dundee. Winchester's far too refined.
I think it's Dundee. There's lots of dogging there. He'd like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Controversial. Incorrect. It's Winchester.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah,
Winchester.
But I'm going to give you a little ding anyway because it's nice.
Thanks, darling. Yeah, thanks for our quiz. We loved it. And Nikki, do you remember when you accidentally spoiled the last ever episode?
She literally couldn't wait to get away from
by that, tweeting congratulations to the winner before it had actually been aired.
I'm so
were naughty. You in trouble for that?
I didn't realise. I was just overexcited, but they have a 10-minute buffer, yeah. Don't they?
Well, we always get in early and we have to watch the show before anyone else, yeah. So we're not allowed to say, aren't we?
I was going to say you're banned from Big Brother now, but it's over, so... Yeah.
It doesn't really
They'd
matter.
They'd never ban me.
So would you come back on it? If they said, right, we're bringing Big Brother back, we're bringing back all the old content, would you do it? Would you do it, Nick?
I'd do it for a large sum.
Because it is hell in there, isn't it? It's hard to be in there.
It is bloody hard, especially when you've been in before, because people have expectations and you have to
live up to that.
You do, and you have to filter what you say to an extent.
Did you feel you were acting a bit on the second time round because you have to put it on for the camera?
I was very conscious not to have tantrums.
Oh.
Because
you got known for them.
I mean, I don't have them anymore, obviously.
Good.
But you just think that people are waiting for that, so you kind of try.
But it was an epic one, wasn't it?
Well, they were always good
when
we saw them.
They were great to watch.
Yeah.
Well, I loved them.
Nikki, thank you so
much. Listen, best of luck at Panto, Nick.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
I look forward to seeing you. Have a great 2019.
Oh, you too. I'm sure I'll see you at the next. There's been no Christmas parties. Where are they?
Yeah, they are a bit rubbish this year, to be fair. There's not as many as they usually are. There's one at the Ace Hotel tonight, but I'm not going.
Oh, no.
But anyway, Nikki, thank you so much for coming
in.
Lovely
to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Always lovely to see Nick. Friend, how long we known each other? Years.
Years.
Years. Donkey's years.
I'm going to play a bit of Shared Just For You now.
Oh, please let it be my favourite.
Is it? Well, SOS. Will that do?
Yes.
They seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. Hacker! What happened to our love? It used to be so good.
Were you busy taking selfies then, Candy?
Yeah, I was. I've been very vain and ignoring our beautiful guests taking selfies. Nothing changes.
The very gorgeous Sabrina Washington is here. Our final guest of the year.
And what a beauty. Oh, my God. Oh, you are so
thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No, it's our pleasure. We're so glad you could make it in. How are you?
I am good, thank you. I'm a bit upset with you guys because you didn't give me the memo for the Christmas attire.
The Christmas look.
So it's our last show and we always dress Christmassy.
But we should probably tell the guests.
I would have come in a Christmas jumper.
So Sabrina is here entirely head to toe in black. Like she's going to a funeral.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I know, but you could have lent her a jumper, Stephen.
Excuse me? Why didn't you? We have a very ropey hat here that you can put
on. No, you don't want to ruin the hair.
So, Sabrina, people will know of you from the Mystique days.
Yes.
Which I think
was phenomenal.
The soundtrack to my teenage years.
Oh, bless.
No, you were so successful, though. Were you surprised how successful you were as a girl band? You had quite competition back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot
of girl
band.
There was a lot of bands around at that time, but I suppose because we didn't sound like anyone except ourselves, people, you know, caught on to the whole kind of energy, and it was something that we just kind of done. We done because we loved music. And we loved the energy and the synergy we had between each other.
Yeah, yeah. And you're all still friends, aren't you?
Yes.
You know, you all actually still hang out, which is rare these
days. A rare thing. Because obviously in the band, Alicia Dixon.
Yes.
Who's done very well for herself.
And Sue Elise.
And, I love her. I love her. I've stayed friends with her.
Oh, bless.
Because I used to always see her out at all the shenanigans and the do's, and I used to always interview you guys, and I don't know what it was. She was always like wanted to party, always to have some fun. Because she went to Australia, didn't she, for a bit?
Yes,
something.
That's right. She's back. I think she's back in London for Christmas.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah. So you're still friends with all the girls?
Yes.
Is it quite strange when you know you live a life, you do whatever you do, but people always associate you with that thing in your past?
No, I suppose at the end of the day, as you said, we had huge success.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are part of people's soundtrack of their life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
definitely.
When someone comes up and says, oh, you know, that song was so amazing, then I'd be like, you know what? The fact that I'm bringing pleasure or we are bringing pleasure to someone else is life. That makes me feel happy and brings a smile to my face.
Yeah. Didn't you reunite with the girls recently? I saw a picture. I swear I saw something of you both all together. No? I thought I did.
Maybe
I'm dreaming.
Yeah. Well, there was room. There had been.
No, but we were hoping.
Maybe
no,
you're dreaming.
No, I tell you what it was. Go there on. Was a tweet saying that you were reforming or you were going to do something. Something was you weren't going to release, but maybe it was gossip, maybe it was a rumour.
That's news to me.
I think it would be a good idea.
Oh, I've recorded a song I don't know about.
I think it would be a good idea.
But you, but there have lot, there was a, I mean, this always happens. It's just the way things go. There are rumours. Oh, they're gonna, they might get back together. Alicia has said before she loves you both and it might happen one day. What are your thoughts?
All I'll say is never say never. That's all. I don't know.
That's what, like, people say nothing, when they've got left Towie and they say, oh, I'm not.
No, but there's nothing never in the workings. Like, there's nothing in the workings. I can confirm that with you guys.
Got it.
So I would just say never say never. Okay. We had an amazing time. And that time, obviously, people still remember and still urge for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great, but there's nothing.
But there's, if you look actually quite, like, look at Steps, was it last year? You know, I don't think anyone really thought that they would come back with an album that would do really well and then sell out, because it doesn't often happen, does it?
But
you know, the band comes back with new music and it works
and it
well.
It works. And I think you three had that chemistry. It really worked. And what I loved is that you got on, you were genuine friends, you were pleased for each other. And with Alicia's success, but everyone is happy, you know, with what she's doing and what you're doing, you're happy for each other.
Everyone, you have to be happy for each other. Why are you not?
Otherwise, what would you be?
If you love people, then you're going to be happy for them. Mm. Anything that good comes to someone, you're going to be happy for him. Why are you not?
Yeah, but then you look at other boy, you know, like other bands, like Take That, say, and Jason Orange won't have him, you know, he doesn't want to know, doesn't say anything.
But then it's just different groups of people,
yeah,
isn't it? That's what I
exactly.
think.
It's just different groups of people, yeah, as you said.
Yeah. You've done, you did I'm a Celebrity, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
When was that?
I done that years ago now.
You did, that was a long time ago, wasn't
it? Was a long time ago.
What did you watch it this year?
I have watched segments of it this year.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
And I loved it. I love it.
I love it
because it takes people out of their ordinary and it brings them to the extremes of things that you think you'll never do,
yeah,
but you
yeah,
end
yeah.
up doing it.
I mean, so who were you in with? Remind
me. I was in with Gino.
Oh, so he was the winner that year, wasn't he? Yeah.
Gino was the winner that year. So, yeah, it's just...
He always slags it off now.
Really?
If you ask him in interviews, he was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
Bless
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who he won?
And he's not that kind of guy normally, but he's... Yeah, I think he's just... I don't know.
But it was
thinking
such
about
a popular
the bugs.
Show.
It's a great experience because it pushes you to your extreme.
Mm, that's why people like it, right?
So you get to see what you are capable of doing and it pushes you to... You're like, okay, cool, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this.
I can be covered in snakes and spiders and rats.
I can be covered in all this rubbish and I can still be good.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, and come out of it.
Yeah, right. That's the thing is that with life, you know, life sometimes gives you so many twists and turns,
mm-hmm.
But a jungle is not one they give to one of us in the UK, is it?
No.
Well, where are you going to go?
Yeah, where are you going to go? So it's not like we've ever been there
exactly.
before.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's really, really out of the ordinary.
You're
and
out
to survive
your comfort,
it and
yeah.
say that you've been there and done
that's
that
true, yeah.
is an amazing experience.
And you did well. You did well in it.
I done well. Well, yeah, but I didn't, you know what? I'm so happy that I didn't eat anything.
Oh, and that's the real key. No grub. Which did you grub?
I have to
no
say.
Grubs. No I grabs at all.
You didn't eat any
No, I didn't
testicles.
Eat any.
Do you know, funnily enough, they seem to have stopped doing that. You know, they did a lot of eating of live animals in the past. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because like, I think that would really worry me to eat. And like, I just don't think I could
pull in
do
a
that.
Witchy grub's head
yeah,
off.
Yeah, no.
Not for me.
Can you hear the squelch?
So what are you up to at the minute?
Right, so I have got my home interior line.
Incredible.
Which does candles, cushions and throws.
Oh,
and all
this
those
is sounding
things
so nice.
That make your house a home.
Ah,
so
how did that come about?
Right, so I've always loved interior from when I was younger. My mum and my family went away on holiday and they said, oh, are you going away on holiday? And I started working at that stage and I said, no, I'm not going away on holiday. But what I done was I decorated my bedroom. So when she came back, she was like, what is going on here? And I had floors, I had like polished floors and everything. She was like, what? I had decorators in.
Oh my God, I love you. Come to my house.
Everything done because for me, I always have the thought that your bedroom is the place where dreams are made.
Mm.
So you need to make that space as comfortable and as tranquil
mm-hmm.
for yourself.
Oh,
because
that's what I'm doing
everything
wrong.
Is
that's maybe
made
why I'm not
from
sleeping.
There. Your maybe bedroom is your why. Place where dreams are made. So you have yeah. to make it as come. It's everything you love in one space.
Mm.
Oh, right, okay.
So then you thought, I can monetize this.
No, like for me, okay, example.
So what's your bedroom say for you? How is your bedroom?
I like texture.
Got it.
I like
like some signature colour, but not too much colour that's overwhelming.
Oh,
but
yeah.
things that are warming okay. to you.
So
when
red.
You come in, your bedroom needs to hug you. Especially in the world that we live in that is so fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you go home, you have to have one space that hugs you, that gives you that scent that makes you feel calm,
mm-hmm. yeah.
gives you that touch and that feel that says, welcome home.
Oh, you
that's
see.
Nice.
See, that's where I'm going wrong.
I like this.
See, my bedroom's white and my friend walked in, she went, it feels like I'm in a mental asylum because it was so white and black. And she was like, oh my God.
Like that scene in French and Saunders.
It was, it's all white. And it's like,
oh. I used to have an all white bedroom and I actually found I slept less because the light used to bounce off the walls
yeah.
all the time. So
yeah,
I
no,
like,
it's
can't,
bright.
I couldn't
it's
have
very
it.
Bright in the
it's
morning.
Very bright.
It gets me up.
It's
warm up with the lark.
Okay, okay.
Gets me up.
It's all right, you can invite me round and then I can come and do over.
And when you'll,
do,
your hand, you'll have over. A job's worth of mine. That's a programme, let me tell you. Oh, how fantastic to do that.
Yeah,
I think
so I've
that's
got
really
loads
important.
Of scented candles. Mm. And I love scented candles. And you know what?
Show me a woman that doesn't love scented candles.
Yeah, but the thing
but there are certain scented candles.
Candles that you buy them. And then you have to go and stand by them to smell them.
Right.
Now, that is not something that I like to do.
Got it.
I like a candle that when you walk in, you smell
you actually
it.
Smell
so
it.
Even if it's
yeah.
not lit?
No. Like, even if it's not lit, it has a scent mm-hmm, that draws mm-hmm. you to it. But when it's lit, you actually know that it's there and I don't have to stand next to it.
Okay.
To just be standing over it to smell the scent.
Got it.
So, yeah. So, with my candle, Home by SW... All my candles are
is that the
very
website?
Highly, yeah, Home by SW, which is very well scented because I love candles because they give you that space of peace and calm where you can sit down with a book and just kind of sit down and meditate and just think.
Is that your life now for quite calm, quite chilled out?
It's not the rock and
not
roll.
Not a party girl.
It's not the parties.
I've never been that party girl.
No.
I've always been that girl who's just likes to chill, relax, breathe, take things in. And that's me.
Sounds like me. No, so who was a party girl out of Mystique? Would you say it was...
I'd say Sue and Alicia at a time.
Or both,
they
yeah.
were always... I wasn't the party one, so yeah.
I mean,
like Sabrina come
can
out,
I,
you're like, nah.
I was
can
like,
I
no.
ask, how did you girls feel? Because obviously, I know I remember Alicia having a bit of a tough time in her love life, now very happy, got a lovely guy. But then she suddenly got that break and Strictly Come Dancing. What were your thoughts, the girls, when you watched? Did you think, oh, because you are all so nice, but was there any like, oh, I want to do that? Or was it all, we're supporting you?
I say this, everyone supports each other and everyone oh. has their own path.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, some people's paths are for them and it's not for you.
Mm.
So you just have to appreciate the way that, you know, the path that someone else
yes.
is taking.
I agree.
Appreciate and acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do.
Mm. No, I'm with that. And we all have different paths, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Love and appreciation is always spread and it always comes back.
Yeah,
oh, I love
it's very true.
You're making me feel very calm without your
no,
scented candles.
Can I say though, my mum always said, say thank you. Even if you're in a really
no,
rubbish mood,
always.
Had a bad day, just say thank
just
you.
Say
find
thank
something
you.
Good.
That's
and
right.
I always do that.
That is true. Yeah, that is
that's
very
right.
true.
I did that.
Well, it's, but
that.
It's not always easy, right? I speak, especially in the world we live in today, it's...
No,
you know, it's quite
tough.
Easy to be angry, and I spend a lot of my time flicking through Twitter getting really angry at idiots.
Yeah, and you write silly tweets.
I write silly tweets.
That
I can't
you
help myself.
Later.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry, Dan Wooden. I didn't mean to upset you.
I know, but
can
why
you tell him that?
But why are you. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Like, why are you even acknowledging such negativity?
Exactly.
What's the point? You're doing something amazing,
exactly.
which is making people laugh and happy when you guys are on the radio. Why would you want to acknowledge anyone negative's energy?
Because it's frustrating.
It's not for them. Stay in your lane and leave them in theirs.
But it's more like I get annoyed at the world.
Yeah, but the world is so fast and the world is just like, there's a lot of voices, but you have to know what your energy brings
yes.
and what your energy
it's
is.
Negative no
it's negative.
Well it doesn't seem negative from here
right okay
there
oh that's
go.
Nice thank
yeah
you
he's a love he's the kindest guy you can meet
yeah,
but
you
he does
see.
Get on his high horse
oh,
if you
no.
mention the B word we're not mentioning it
Brexit
no don't mention it
oh,
quick
my.
money in the pot
someone give me a brown paper bag
so darling I'm yes. gonna just say Mystique you had is this right
what's that
three top 10 double platinum album, 7 consecutive top 10 hit singles. That is phenomenal.
What even is double platinum? A lot. A shit ton. It's
a lot. That is a shitload, baby.
It's a lot.
That's unbelievable. What would you say was your favourite track from those days? Was there one that you just thought, I can't wait to do this? Or do you love them all?
I love them all.
I love them all
because...
I was going to say Simri one.
We wrote them. So it's when you write your own material...
It means more.
Mm. So it's and not like
did you write them from your own experience? Because Cheryl Cole lately came out. Cheryl Cole, is it Tweedy?
Just Cheryl.
Cheryl. Said that she, you know, her track, her latest track, wasn't from the heart, wasn't about her, you know. I mean, do you find that odd as a songwriter to say you're not writing from personal experience?
Can I... See, with music, especially as you say, this world moves so fast and there's so many different aspects to music nowadays. And she most probably didn't write that, but it was most probably what was reflecting her at that time. Mm-hmm. So why is it not okay for her to sing what she was reflecting at that time? It is okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to do that. There's no rules in this. It's... How
you are
you
so
feel.
Incredibly zen, and it's making
God, you're
me.
God, you so chilled. You're making
it's
me
enraging me.
Can you imagine? But what I want to say is, You have to be honest, don't you? As a songwriter or as a performer, you have to be honest.
No, you.
Because I was wondering, what do you think? Why her track hasn't done so well? Do you think that could be part of it?
I don't know. I'll just say this: is that as I said to you, everyone. No one is the same every single day.
No.
So as a songwriter or as an artist, you can't be the same person every day or come from the same aspect every day, because that's not no one. No one's the same every day. Mm-hmm. So she most probably at that time, that's how she felt. Mm. She may not have wrote the track, but maybe that's how she felt at that time, even if for a sneak peek. Mm. She felt that.
And no, she said she wrote it, but she wasn't from her own experiences. Sorry, I've got a gripe with this. Because I like songwriters to be honest. I think to make music good, you have to sing from the heart.
Yeah, but it was her. So you're saying that it was her interpretation of somebody else's feelings.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, that's all right too. Everyone's all right to have.
She'll never say anything mean. This one,
I love her niceness. I think you're the most loveliest person I've ever interviewed.
She's so disappointed.
And that includes...
You're pushing that hat further down your head. So, honestly, thanks so much for coming in, Sabrina. What was your website again?
My website is Home by SW, which is Sabrina Washington.
Got it.
And, yeah, so have a look at the candles, the throws, and all the amazing things on there.
Will do.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to go and get... I haven't bought my Christmas presents yet.
Get on it.
So go and have a look. But Anthea Turner just asked me what I've bought her. I'm going to go on there now. Quick.
HomeBySW.com.
She loves a candle. Thank you, my darling.
Thank
so
you
good
so
to
much.
See you.
Thank
beautiful
you so
heart.
Much for having me.
And I just want to say a very, very happy Christmas to all our listeners.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to have a great one and a great year ahead. And please watch my Queen's speech.
Queen's speech?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know about this.
I might be doing
check Twitter
Christmas
on
Day.
Christmas Day. Have a happy Christmas, Lizzie.
Thank you, Stephen, and you, darling.
And I will see you in 2019, where I'll probably be even more angry.
Watch me on a jet ski. I'll be watching you.
All right, I'll look on the mail online.
Okay. Love you, darling. Christmas.
We're all going on a little holiday by Madonna.
Woo!
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.